Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Coffee and Mindset Podcast. We are your hosts,
Dr. Chris
and Dr. Adana.
Sit back with your favorite cup of coffee and get ready to dig into mindset and take action.
Hello, everybody. This is a weekend episode coming to you. And you know, I promised four for the week. So here we go a little bit later, but I get to honor my word. So today's episode is all about who's in your group text. Who is in your group text? Let me elaborate. I have a group text going with my mom, my aunt, and my sister. And everything gets in this group text, from groceries to what jeans we bought to pictures of Amaya, of course. But on Saturday, I was listening to two different lectures from Joe Dispenza because it was just a part of my morning routine. I got up and I was listening to a couple things and I shared it on the group text because I was like, hey, this is really good. It was such a great start to my Saturday morning. Let's check it out. You guys check it out too. And my aunt was like, oh my God, I love this one. I've listened to it so many times. And then she decided to share an affirmation video. And so we all did the affirmations, we were sharing our thoughts, and I swear it was one of the most profound group text chats that we've ever had. And it just set me in such a phenomenal mood and just kept me there. Not only did I set myself up for a win that morning by starting off my morning listening to Joe Dispenza and meditating and thinking all about mindset, but then to be able to share that and have conversations like that with women that are the most important to me, freaking game changer. So who are these people for you? Do you talk about these things with either your parent or your sibling or friends or family, whoever that it is? Or are you the weirdo, as they call it, or the spiritual one, or the one that they don't understand? Because that could suck. I'm not going to deny if you have people who think what you do is woo-woo. After a while, it gets kind of annoying, even though you are unshakable in what you're doing. It's important and it's cool to have people to share that kind of stuff with. So if you don't share that enough, do it. What do you have to lose besides dropping goodness and gratitude and just phenomenal vibes on somebody else, right? And if they don't answer you the way that you were hoping, well, then next, don't send them stuff again. Or send them something in a different kind of context and see if that will resonate with them more. And then if you know that there's people that maybe you used to connect with on these things and you haven't in a while, do that too. Start that back up. Be the leader in that. Create an accountability group for yourself. And if there's nobody out there for you, let me be that person, Shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, whatever you need to do. All of it is at Coffee and Mindset, and I'll be your accountability for you. And on that same note, if you are looking for somebody to be an accountability coach for you and you want to kind of tap into some headspace and lifestyle coaching and things like that, well, that's exactly what I do. I know I don't talk about that enough, and I absolutely promise to do so. But if you want somebody else on your team to just up your game, I will be that person for you. So go through your phone, check out your group messages, hone into the people that you really want to tap into, send them some love, send them some gratitude, send them some kick-ass mindset stuff, send them this podcast for all I know, and see how they respond, and then start to build your accountability group and go from there. And no coffee today, actually. Today's drink of choice is an iced matcha. I'm not a big matcha person. I like them. They're delicious, but I'm not the I have to be the one drinking that. My sister made me one today and it was absolutely delicious. She used Milkadamia, which is macadamia nut milk, because I don't really like to do dairy, regular cow's milk at all. So macadamia nut milk was a phenomenal substitute to a nice iced matcha. Happy Sunday, everybody. I hope you've had a beautiful weekend. And here is to a phenomenal spring season ahead. Thank you so much for listening to today's Coffee and Mindset podcast episode. Just a reminder to review, rate, subscribe, and pass this along to anyone else who may want to expand their mindset. You can find us on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Coffee and Mindset. Get after it.